Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. We have Melissa K. joining us.
Good morning.
8:04 on the clock. Looking forward to our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us pretty soon as well. Got good stuff going on today. We want you to join us, 424-2600. Anything Melissa and I are talking about, you want to jump in, you go right ahead. The conversation is always waiting for you. We're going to get into some good stuff today, Melissa. We have got the smartest thing to do after someone hits your car.
Oh, okay.
Getting into that. A mistake on the Captain Crunch uniform that apparently has been really upsetting a lot of people. I don't know.
Captain Crunch uniform? I didn't realize there was one.
A little bit of entertainment news we'll get into a little later. Looking forward to that. We, of course, want to touch on some other interesting stuff, too. 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news, that ain't right stories, good stories of the day, including a bunch of local stuff that we're going to touch on, and plenty more. Get things going here, Melissa. I'm not sure if the Weather Eye people are going to be able to join us or not. So, Melissa and I, over on West Country 105.5, we're talking about this. 424-2600. Salt in your coffee, people.
If it's bitter, do you add a little bit of salt?
I'm very curious about this. I had never thought about that one, honestly. I had never really thought about combining those two. It makes sense once you said it, but I just haven't thought about it before, so... Looking forward to hearing from all of you about this. And we wanted to mention this Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
Oh, yeah. It's off and running. And I think they extended it, right, James?
Yeah. We were in our team meeting yesterday. It was being talked about, and Jorge mentioned it. And we were talking about extending this. I thought he brought up some really good points that for every person that is very gung-ho and ready to donate, there are people that maybe haven't thought about it before and need a little time to think about it.
So we wanted to time to schedule it.
Yes. We wanted to extend it for that reason, and we'll get into a little bit more of that in a moment. But first, let's catch up with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning, Michael Caro here this morning.
How are you doing, Michael?
Good morning, Michael.
I'm doing well.
Good to hear. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, some warm and humid conditions not only here for today, but pretty much through the end of your work week before we finally take the edge off that heat into our upcoming weekend. Out there first for today, a blend of clouds and some hazy sunshine. There's a slight chance for some isolated showers and storms popping up, especially into the afternoon time frame for today, with high temperatures working up into the lower range of the 90s. Not too much help from the winds. They're going to stay pretty light out there for today, eventually turning to the south, but less than 10 miles per hour. For tonight, so that very slight chance for some isolated showers and storms, overnight lows dropping back into the upper 60s, and then into the day on Wednesday, a bit better of a shot at some scattered showers and storms there, especially through about midday, with high temperatures just a couple of degrees less hot, easing back to 88. But the heat is on for your Thursday, mid-90s for actual high temperatures. I think those feels-like temperatures, though, will approach that 100-degree mark there on Thursday, so definitely a scorcher of a day there for Thursday. Friday, a chance for some scattered showers and storms will ease back to a high near 90 degrees, and then thankfully not nearly as hot into your weekend as a cold front looks to work in from the northwest. Saturday, a chance for some early day showers, but I think we'll dry things out by Saturday afternoon, highs easing back to 84, and Sunday looking sunny and pleasant as well with highs in the lower range of the 80s. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Nice request, nice one, Michael. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Appreciate our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there. That's not a bad forecast. I'm all right with
that. Yeah, it's going to be warm. It's going to be warm, so make sure you stay hydrated.
We're going to get a little bit of rain here and there in the Rapids area, so keep that in mind. That should help a little bit, but only so much.
Yeah, but not so much with the, you know, no wind. It's going to be humid.
It's rain and donations, Melissa.
I guess that's better than men.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bad reach. It was a reach of a segue. But we were talking about the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. And, of course, we were mentioning how we're extending that and good reasons, you know, giving people more time, giving people to be able to schedule these things. And plus, we wanted to bring attention to the FDA laxing the rules, eliminating, making it so that gay and bisexual men are able to donate, that people on the LGBTQI plus community are able to donate.
Yes.
This wasn't always the case. If you don't know about that, I encourage you to read up about it and learn more about it. It's a really interesting and important subject.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the questions that you're asked when you're donating is, have you had contact with someone who has had that? It extends to women, too. It's not just, you know, men.
Right, right, obviously. That's mm-hmm. why I said LGBTQI yes. plus community. Mm-hmm. The blood donation opportunity for you in our local area right now, noon to 6:15, Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. Go ahead and check that out from noon to 6:15 today. Take a selfie when you're doing it. Post it on all of your social media with the hashtag CivicPints. You can, of course, use the hashtags WFHR and WIRI or just one of those, whatever. And you'll get free rafter tickets instantly.
That's right.
We want you to do this. We want you to be a part of this. And we greatly appreciate everybody doing this. As you do, as you upload these things, you're going to win stuff, people. You're going to.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to win stuff. And I'm done telling you you'll be in the running to win things. You will win things.
You will win.
A little spoiler alert here. Civic Media, we like to give stuff away. We're looking for opportunities to do that every chance mm-hmm. we get. So we encourage you to get on this. Everybody go to civicmedia.us/giveblood to upload your selfies right there. Or again, on your social media posts, go ahead and include the hashtag CivicPints and mm-hmm. WFHR if you'd like to get some rafter tickets.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and go here, Melissa. And this is a, I don't know if this is a that ain't right story or not. I think that people, people can make their own decisions, and they can do that by calling us up, 424-2600. Go ahead and call us up. Let us know. Let's say, put yourself in the position of this person. Someone found a lost phone at a ski resort in Australia. Halfway down the front slope is where they found it. They took a photo of the front and back so that they could help locate the owner. But on the front of the screen was open to a list of 8 life goals.
Okay.
Would you read them?
If it's open on the screen,
it's open on the screen.
I don't know how you could help not reading at least the first couple to know what it's. Yeah,
there's reading, and then there's you know actually looking at it and reading things over multiple times. That's what I mean.
Right. I probably would. To be perfectly honest.
Yeah. 424-2600. Want to know what you guys think out there. So what that list, I don't think I would. And that's why I don't even feel comfortable necessarily going over this list because the list is actually in front of me. But we're going to go ahead and do it anyway because this is radio and that's what we do. But 5 of them are fairly standard. Number 1, get jacked and be 191 pounds.
Okay.
Number 2, quit all nicotine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have $25,000 in a bank account.
Ooh, wouldn't we all like that?
Right. Have a motorbike.
No thanks.
The last one here, get good grades in college. Now that tells you a little bit. That tells you a little bit more about this person right there.
Well, yeah, we know it's probably a man. Mm. And yeah, in college. So it gives you an age range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Right. It's not a bet all, you know, no, go ahead and make plans and see what happens. But
add in the motorbike and yeah, we're talking about a young man here.
The other 3 are a bit more unique in the way that they probably weren't meant to be shared to the world. Like number 6, get better at fighting.
Okay.
Number 7, extra girls on a rod. Okay, that's just wrong. Yeah, I don't even want to say that one. Yeah. Okay, this guy, I don't know if he deserves this phone. Number 8, don't get a haircut for 3 months. Why do you need to put that on your to-do list? Why? I think this person might be better off without their phone for a little while.
That might be the case.
It's unclear if they found the owner, but most people online saw college grades things and said that this list isn't that uncommon for a 20-year-old guy. One person mm-hmm. online joked that there should have been a 9th entry, zip phone in pocket so I don't lose it.
Yes.
Probably add that to the list next time.
That, and then the next one is a lock phone screen.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't have my phone is a bit of an open book, except for obviously, you know, phone numbers and things like that. I don't really keep a ton of personal stuff on my phone. If for any reason that I've read and done stories like this for over 7 years, I don't know. To me, the lock screen is a great one. It's a go-to for most people, but for me, I don't even need it because I'm not that paranoid about somebody getting my phone. I'm very careful about it and everything. I'm curious to know, outside of like notes or anything, what would pictures be the next thing that people would be worried about people coming across?
Worried about people. I guess it all depends on the person too, because like I don't lock my phone either. Because if somebody wanted to go through my phone, they're welcome to. I don't have anything in there that I'm trying to hide. So I think that it all just depends on what you do with your phone.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank whoop you, whoop. Zoe. Thank you. Very nice of you. You don't have to leave. Oh, she's gone. All right. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everyone. We want to celebrate with you. You can go ahead and send it to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on Facebook or our WFHR or WIRI pages. Even call up during the show, 424-2600. During this segment, you want to call up and give us a birthday anniversary? Go right ahead.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
We love celebrating with you guys. Keep them coming, everybody. I've got two names on the list. Melissa, need a one or a two?
Let's go with one.
That gives us our qualifier. We can first up wish very happy birthday to Richard Matthews.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
We also wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, June Thomas.
Ooh, happy birthday and congratulations, June.
Enjoy your day, June. Hope it's a great one for you. And let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list now while we're at it. And it's starting to look like a thin list, I'll tell you that right now. let's see here. Luis Brown is 45. The first test tube baby, born in Oldham, England. She had two babies of her own, and she conceived naturally.
Oh, good for her.
Didn't know that about her. I knew that. I remember hearing this name in years past on her birthday, but I didn't know that. Interesting.
Hmm.
D.B. Woodside is 54. President Wayne Palmer on 24. And the angel, one of the angels on Lucifer.
Okay. Handsome man.
Yeah, yeah. Matt LeBlanc is 56. Another guy considered handsome by many, I would think.
Yeah, friend star.
Yeah, yeah. I remember him on Married with Children, though. I know he got his big break on Friends as Joey and everything, but I remember him on Married with Children as he was a good guy, like cameo guy on there long before Friends, and he was a household name and everything.
Well, and then he had his own show, Joey, there for a little while, right? 2004 to 2006?
Yes, yes, yeah. That, I think a lot of people try to forget about that one. I that didn't do that great. It wasn't exactly...
Well, you know, 2 years.
Yeah. Let's see here. Some more names to get to. Wanted to. Iman is 68. David Bowie's widow. Sci-fi fans would remember her as Martia in Star Trek, I believe, 6. The Undiscovered Country. She was in that. She had a. She was a big-time model for a very long time. One of the original supermodels, I believe.
Okay.
And just an incredible, like, just done some really good work in her life, too, along with David Bowie, when he was still with us.
Hmm.
Verdon White is 72. Velvet voice of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Shining Star, got to get you into my life. Sing a Song, September, Boogie Wonderland, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
A lot of great songs.
Yeah, yeah. Some people no longer with us, like Manny Charlton from Nazareth, born in 1941, passed away in 2022. Love Hurts, I would say, is probably the biggest from Nashville, the biggest from Nazareth.
Mm-hmm. Popular band, though.
The great, the wonderful, the legend, Estelle Getty, born in this day in 1923, passed away in 2008.
Hmm.
B. Arthur's mom, Sophia, on the Golden Girls. She, of course, co-starred with Sylvester Stallone in the Academy Award-winning Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. No, I'm kidding. It didn't win an Academy Award. But it's a fun movie. If anything, that movie was meant to be made for the trailer of Stallone screaming, "Stop or My Mom Will Shoot." The fact that they actually put the line in the movie.
Yeah.
it's worth it alone. It's not a great movie, but they needed to make it just for that line, if any other mm-hmm. reason, than to see Estelle Getty with a gun.
And the gun is bigger than she is. Yes, the picture on the cover of the movie, the gun is as tall as Stallone.
It's funny. I was really happy that she got a chance to make that movie, in part because in that movie you actually get to see what she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
As Sophia, of course, they always aged her up. She wasn't as old as Sophia was. They aged her by a good 10 years, I would say, to do that part.
Hmm.
And also born in this day, just my opinion, but the greatest football player I've ever seen in my life and maybe the greatest athlete I've ever seen, Walter Payton, born in this day in 1954, passed away in 1999. The man's nickname was Sweetness for a reason, people. Was the all-time leading rusher in the NFL, the first definition of a four-down back. Walter could do it all, block, catch, run. Walter Payton never ran out of bounds on one play in his career. And in part with that, I just have a quote I wanted to include of his. Because we lost Walter Payton young to a rare, crazy just thing. He should still be with us. And I think that this quote fits not only his running style, the way he ran his life, but also the way that he lived. "Never die easy. Why run out of bounds and die easy? Make that linebacker pay. It carries into all facets of your life. It's okay to lose, to die, but don't die without trying, without giving it your best."
Wow.
Yeah, there's a wonderful speech of his where he is doing a press conference announcing this kidney disease that he has, and begging people to be good to each other.
Yeah.
The moment is not about him. The moment is a man realizing his mortality, realizing he's not going to see his son Jarrett and his daughter grow up. And you're seeing it all because Walter had no poker face, and it's all on his face. It's one of the hardest things I've ever seen to watch on TV, but it was so meaningful. I'm so glad that he did it, and thankful that he played his career and had a career, because just an amazing human being.
Hmm.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Richard Matthews.
Happy birthday, Richard.
And a very happy birthday to June Thomas.
Happy birthday, June. Congratulations.
We hope you enjoy your days, everybody. We encourage you to support and head on over to our friends at Misty's Menu. I talked to somebody the other day, Melissa, that was new to town. They got here a couple months ago, and they listened to our show. And I want to say thank you to them for listening. And
nice.
Good morning to them. They don't live too far from us here, from our studios here or anything like that either. They're new to town, so they were asking me, you guys talk a lot about this Misty's Menu. Where is it, and how can I go there, and what's it like? And I told them right out the gate before I gave them the address or anything else, it is probably the most original restaurant you will ever go to.
Yeah. It's a great local business in our area.
We appreciate Misty's. Misty's has been sponsoring things here at WFHR even before we were a station. Even before, no, I'm kidding, but they've been a part of things here for as long as I can remember. And we love our friends over there. Wish them a great good morning. Enjoy yourself. Head on over there, everybody. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. We're going to get to Melissa's news, and we'll come back, and we're going to touch on this new trend about, I don't know, it seems like a that ain't right story to me. People are stopping working at 4 and finishing at 10.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that one.
Oh, okay.
This is definitely a trend that you and I don't know anything about.
We'll have to look into it.
We're going to find out more after Melissa's news right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Melissa and James here with you, doing some locally grown radio.
I feel like we should be processing.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple of really fun, interesting topics to get into. We'll take you to the top of the hour. 8:30 on the clock. And I'm not sure about this new trend here, Melissa. Here's another office trend that wasn't possible a few years ago. Working 9 to 5 in one solid chunk is less common than it used to be, though. Mm-hmm. Instead, people are working until late afternoon, skipping out early, taking an extended break, and logging back in before bed to finish up. The term for it is a triple peak day, because there are three different times when productivity spikes now. There used to be two peaks, 11 a.m. and 3 o'clock. Now there's a third one around 10 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, people are using their flex hours to leave work early and beat traffic or go pick up their kids. Then they're logging back in at home before bed to finish a project or deal with leftover emails. Management doesn't love it because it delays everything. If they send someone an email at 3:30, they might not hear back from them for another 6-7 hours. And even if they schedule a meeting at 4, half of the staff is already gone. There's concern it could also blur the lines even more between work hours and me time, but it might be impossible to put the genie back in the bottle on this one.
Yeah. I think that, unless there's more to the article, sorry.
Nope.
I think that there's a good balance here, though, for parents. Because if they have to pick up their kids and take them home, you know, that's a good opportunity for them to do that. And then if they're willing to work some more, why not?
And if you don't need to do this, then you can work the normal hours.
Right.
But for people, like you're saying, parents or other people that may work another job and maybe they need that time in between, that's the closest they can get to a break in their day. Not bad. I do like the idea of us hitting these, you know, quote unquote peak hours and peak peak parts of the day and productivity. But I think everybody's different, just like everybody's schedule is different. So for some people, this is probably the perfect thing that they've been waiting for. And other people, like, I want to get my job done. Like, I'm not coming back here. I get my job done, and I got another job I got to get to. I don't have time to come back here and doing that job and then come back here in the middle of that job. Or, well, you don't know.
Well, and I'm a little surprised that you said the peak hours of the work day, that the most productivity gets done at, what, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.?
Yeah, I completely disagree with that.
I completely disagree with you that as well. That is what I refer to as the trough of the day for me, or it was when I had regular hours. Now it's all over the board.
Right. Yeah.
Since my times have changed. But at 11 in the morning on a normal, you know, like, say, 7 or 8 to 4 or 5 work day, 11 o'clock is when I'm, like, slumped.
Right.
Because it's before lunch, it's after your coffee has basically run out or wore off, and that's the hardest time to, you know, drag yourself into the next task.
I've heard my whole life that 3 o'clock is the time when people need those energy drinks the most and need that second cup of coffee or something like that. So I'm a little confused by that too myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but insider.com is where you can find this complete article if you're looking for more details. They don't get into the details of why those are considered the peak times of the day, but it is an interesting article, and that's an interesting thought to maybe it's shifted from you know. From when we were working those 9 to 5s, because for those that don't know out there, we never clock out at this job. Like there is no clocking out in radio, at least in most part at most stations. Maybe for different jobs, different positions, that might be the case. Not for people like Melissa and I, and even Seth. Pam is similar to that. Chuck, I don't know when he sleeps or when he gets a break. that's this gig. That's how we'll be. So I don't know that we even have. Well, in fact, Melissa, we kind of already do this schedule, this kind of thing.
Well, yeah.
Not exactly like this, but similar like this, where you're working these couple, like a book of end of hours here and then some hours here. And
well, and if you got to go do an interview or go to, you know, a grand opening of something or cover a live remote. I mean, there's a lot of different moving parts, as it were. But I think that this brings up a point with the shifting of things after the pandemic, and people could work from home, and it opened up a world of possibility that doesn't confine you to an office space for some jobs. I mean, obviously it's different industry by industry, but for those that are able to have a flexible work environment where, okay, I accomplish this part of my job here at the office, And now I can squeeze life in, you know, pick up my kids from daycare or school, get them home, get them fed, get supper going, you know, maybe take care of a couple things at home, and then finish my work day. That's not ideal necessarily for everybody, but if it works for them in that moment and it works with their job, why not?
Strong points right there. 424-2600, join the conversation. What do you think of this? Would this work for your job or your life? I'm very curious to know. 424-2600. You know what? I could be way off on this, and especially if there's any out there, please call up and let us know. 424-2600. It feels like this would be a good shift for like bakers. People that run bakeries or such. You know, you got to get up really early to make all that stuff, and you got it out there. And most of the time, you're done with your day by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And then you probably got to come back and do some stuff or what have you and everything. And I've only known a couple of people that do jobs like this. I knew basically two people that worked at a Dunkin' Donuts. And that's what their schedule was like. And then they would have to come back later in the day to prep for the next day and that kind of thing. This is how old this was. This is a Dunkin' that did not do anything but donuts and coffee. So, you know, nowadays
it's been a while.
Yeah, they do all kinds of stuff now over there. But I wonder if that's a position and the positions like this, because a 9-to-5 doesn't work for a baker. There's a big chunk of the day where you're just sitting there.
You've got to have those pastries ready to go before people go to work.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine a barista, not the same, but a little similar. People drink coffee all day, so that part's, you know, that's not the same.
But. Yeah, but the majority of it is drink in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
For us normal people.
Yeah, yeah. 424-2600. We'll keep this one open, and I'd love to hear from you about it, because I think that's a pretty... anything that is pushing back on 9-to-5. I have nothing against 9-to-5, and there are a lot of jobs out there. We need to work 9-to-5. But going back to the maybe most important part of this, and maybe the reasoning behind all of this, the me time, the quote me time.
Yeah, or the work-life balance.
Yes.
Because a lot of that has gone by the wayside. And I think the things that happened during the pandemic kind of brought that back into light and said, you know, hey, we need this.
I think I'd like to think, at least, I shouldn't say I think, I'd like to think that we've done a pretty darn good job in the last 3-4 years of talking about mental health, bringing awareness to mental health and all that. But now is where the real heavy lifting begins. Now we've got to put that into action. Now we got to, we talked a good game about it, but it's a little like when recycling first started. Everybody said they were going to recycle, but it took some people a little longer than others to actually do it. They were talking a good game, but they weren't actually doing anything about it. There are plenty of people that mention mental health or the importance of mental health or that, but they don't think about themselves. They mean good by it. Society should care about mental health. But mine? Oh, I don't know.
Well, and I think, yeah, that kind of that,
sorry.
It falls back on thinking of talking to yourself about, you know, those issues like you would to your best friend.
Yes.
You know, you wouldn't, if your best friend was approaching you with, you know, I'm struggling with this, you wouldn't go,
right, you're right, yes.
You know, you'd be like, okay, let's discuss this. Let's look at how things, you know, can be better for you. Or what steps we can take to help this situation. We need to have those conversations with ourselves too.
I like I like the way you put that too. Having a conversation with yourself,
because like you were your friend.
Yes, that's key to this. I'm sorry, that is key to this. Like you talk to yourself like you would your best friend. I've heard phrases
we talk
like
to
that.
Ourselves very not in great. You know, I'm guilty of it. I don't talk to myself nicely. I'm pretty hard on myself.
I don't know if there's anybody in the world I talk worse to than myself.
Right.
It's
something we need to get better at.
And I don't think I've really thought about that before. I've thought about, you know, trying to change up my inner lingo and those things and the way I look at myself, the way I talk about myself, a lot of that. But just similar to what I was saying before, it's one of those things I don't know how much I've put into action. And I'm working on this thing.
Yeah.
Like all of us, we're all a work in progress. If there is anybody out there that is the finished product, though, 424-2600.
Please tell us.
Tell us how you got there.
Yes.
Because that seems awesome. That seems great. Like, you know what? I'm done evolving.
Something we can all strive for. Back to the topic of what you were saying, too, about switching this up and then working from home, too. It's important to have those work-life balances and not let this... and you and I are great examples of this, not let it overtake your life. You have to put up those boundaries for yourself. And if doing it this way, you know, taking off work at 3 or 2 and then coming back to it later in the day, if that allows you that chunk of day to have family time, me time, downtime, great. But just make sure that's all also happening.
Yeah, if they told me that James, we're putting a board in your house and all this, and you're going to work from home from now on, nobody will ever see me again. I have a hard enough time turning off the work button and turning off work mode as it is. The biggest thing that helps me do that is leaving the studio. Yeah. But I also have a radio, and I can turn on the station at any time. And anytime I turn on the station, even if everything is running perfectly sound, I hear a commercial, and I'm like, oh, we could do better than that. We should update that. And I start working on that commercial or something like that. I think of a segment we did earlier in the day, and I'm like, I'm kicking myself. And we gotta do better than that. We gotta this and this. And suddenly I find myself 2 hours later working. You know, I've been working for the last 2 hours and didn't even know it. I don't know how to detach. I think that that's a big thing for me, and knowing that about yourself, if you are somebody that is offered or is going to work from home, it's the last thing that I would want to do for me personally. But I think other people, it's the perfect fit. It's what makes not only them work, but them better at the job. And that's what this is all about. If you're an employer, if you're a manager, if you're a boss, everything should be about your employees and making them the best they can be, helping them be the best they can be.
Indeed.
Taking a break. Coming back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Mm-hmm. This is so 80s. So
80s. I feel like I'm under the sea.
Yeah.
This is the Little Mermaid going on here.
Right. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there, everyone. Thanks for joining Melissa and I. You can go ahead and join us even further by calling up 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. And got a good one right here, Melissa, I've been hanging on to for a while. Actually, since last month for us, I was just looking for a show with just you and I, and we had enough time to get into it. And we got it right here. And we want you guys to be jumping on this one, too. Get ready to call up 424-2600 and tell us your fun food hacks.
Ooh, yeah.
Food hacks like baking cookies in your car on a hot day. I don't know if that one's it, but so a website has collected the best food hacks. The ones that claim actually are worth it and that work are the ones that we have here for you. Now you can go, if you would like to, you can go to their website, and let me make sure to get this right. It's at BuzzFeed, 17 food hacks that are actually hacks. You can find that at BuzzFeed. I thought it was a different website, but BuzzFeed's you know how to find BuzzFeed, I'm sure, out there. If you don't go ahead and Google it, it'll pop right up for you. I want to go at 1 or 10 on this, Melissa. Start from the bottom or the top?
Let's start from the top.
Looking at the top, using a baby monitor to keep an eye on the temperature of a smoker.
It'd have to be a camera.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
A camera baby monitor. I mean, I'm used to the old-fashioned ones where you just listen.
Same. I was very confused for a second.
Right.
That
I don't have a grill that announces the temperature out loud.
We'll be completely honest with the audience. My kids are in their 20s. I was not privy to those monitors with the camera. So, and thank God you said that, Melissa. Otherwise, I'd have been sitting here for another 30 seconds. And I don't know if I would have admitted it to everybody. I don't. I'll be honest. I don't know. I was just nodding my head in radio, which is really good. That really helps a lot.
Yeah, you know, it helps the conversation move along very nicely. What I actually do is I position the grill in front of a window that I can see out of and see the temperatures. But that is not going to work for everybody's house layout. It just happens to work for mine.
You're not. Eating, I've done this one my whole life, Melissa. My sister actually stole this from me and does it now. Eating a hard taco over a soft tortilla shell, and with everything that drops out of the first taco, you get a second taco.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. I have done this where I will get like For gyros or, like, you know, the big pita bread that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have that. I like to have a hard shell and put the that one inside that pita bread.
Right. What is that at? A gordita?
Yeah, yeah. Like
at
a gordita.
Taco
yeah,
Bell?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Because they have the soft shell outside of the hard shell, so it doesn't all fall apart. That's genius.
I can't say that Taco Bell stole that from me, but they stole that from me. They
right, and theirs doesn't taste as good, so don't bother. Make your own at home.
We got a lot of great taco places around here, but there is nothing like homemade tacos. There's nothing like that.
Agreed.
Mathematically, excuse me, one 18-inch pizza has more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas.
That's an interesting, yeah, because you'd think two 12-inch pizzas, 24? No, not so much.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that feels like something my dad would figure out and
smart
wanna,
math people
and want to brag about all the time. Every time he orders pizza, even if it's been for 10 years, he's still telling you how, actually, you know what, Jimmy, if you order. It feels like such a dad hack.
But if you love crust, you're still going to want the 212s.
Yep. Yep. And that's where I'm a huge crust guy. I love crust. Big crust guy. Big bread person, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
You notice things like I'm going to tell everybody right now, as soon as I can actually eat again, I guarantee I think I'm going to put on some weight. I miss food so bad. I just want to devour every single bit of food there is in the world. Even stuff that I don't normally like. Even if the food is mashed together, I'll do
Ooh,
it. That's
wow.
how hungry I am. That's
sounding kind of desperate there. But have you not been eating anything at all?
I've been eating, you know, like drinks. You know,
smoothies.
Smoothies. Thank you. I couldn't. Okay. Couldn't think of the word smoothie for a second.
The mushy food that you can swallow from a straw.
When they mash everything together and you can't taste anything and it's just in your mouth. And you're just happy to have something in your gut. What do you call that?
Okay.
Smoothie. Smoothie is a much better name for it. I just want real food again. I just want to devour.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think my favorite pie. It's interesting the things you think about and you realize when you have some time away from these kind from something like eating. I think that not only I've realized in the last couple of years how important texture is to me. I didn't realize how much important, like, I feel like I almost have to work for my food. Like, I have to chew it. I want to chew it. I want to, you know.
Experience it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. I never would have thought of that before. With smoothies, it's you know, it's right down. I mean, you taste it, but I don't feel
right.
like it's the same type of thing. It's
No, and they definitely have their place because there's a lot of nutrients that you can pack into a smoothie if you make it right.
Mm.
But it's not the whole texture experience that you're used to.
They are really good, though, and they do really good. Like at times like this, when you do have, you know, jaw or teeth problems or something like that, man, do they come in handy, because I'd be in real bad shape without that.
You'd have to eat mashed potatoes.
Yeah, see, no, yeah, yeah.
Those don't sound good yet?
No.
You're not hungry enough then.
Not hungry enough yet. No. good test. This next one is another one that my father would love, has done. But this was more about being poor. Mixing a few cereals together for variety and to regulate sweetness levels. I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For us, there wasn't enough for a full bowl, so you would combine.
Yeah.
You know, combine stuff. And then you got a full, Jimmy, you got a full bowl right here. You just mix this and this. Even if it was Cheerios and Cocoa Pebbles, you know, it was something like some weird combination. Mm-hmm. He didn't care. my dad was the dad from Friday. It's like, hey, Dad, we don't got any milk. Better put some water in that bowl. You know,
<it's, laughs> grape juice works fine.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Got some orange juice? There you go. Got some cereal, kid. Go ahead.
But for us as adults, it is a great way to still enjoy some of those childhood favorites without feeling so guilty about it. You can have a bowl of Bran Flakes and just sprinkle in some Fruity Pebbles.
I like that. That's cool. That is the kid and the adult, and I love that. I embrace that. Nice. For easy-to-eat s'mores, try making them in ice cream cones.
Huh. Oh.
Hmm. Huh.
Okay.
Okay, so
I guess
maybe you put the s'more in the cone, or
so. What I would picture, you have your cone, you do your marshmallow or two marshmallows, you stick one marshmallow in the cone, your piece of chocolate, and another marshmallow on top.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. It sounds like
I think that's what they mean. I don't know.
Makes more sense to me than anything I would have come up with. That works. I would actually try that too.
Yeah, you'd have to layer the ingredients in there so that you've got, you know, the different parts and pieces all together. It wouldn't eat the same.
Yeah.
But, and I don't see how it honestly, in the end, I don't think it's that going to be that less messy.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to mess with your flow. It was great how you just came up with that at the top of your head and everything, so I wasn't going to mess with it. But I think you're right. I think that you're probably going to get just as messy. Maybe it's just a more fun way to do it or something.
If it's a different crust because it's not graham cracker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, see, I was still trying to fit the graham crackers in there, and I didn't figure out how they did that.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
It does, but it's a different flavor then. You're not going to get that graham cracker flavor.
Look, I have never lied to this audience. I have never claimed to be a smart man. I've never said that, okay? So when I make mistakes like that, you can't make fun of me, all right? I own that.
No, I wasn't making fun of you.
I was, though. I definitely was. If you don't have a cake dome, use a Tupperware container upside down.
If you don't have... Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so a cake dome is basically an upside-down bowl
shaped
with a square shape, and it has a stronger platform on the bottom. So they're just recommending you take that bowl and put it over top of your whatever
pan you
have your cake on.
Yeah.
Okay,
and sure. I guess it still worked, but I remember my mom had that, what was it, for fruit cake or something, where you got the hole in the middle?
With the handle. Oh,
There's the cakes you make where it's the hole in the middle. I don't know which ones those are.
A bundt cake.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't think of it. I was about to say pineapples on top of it, but
pineapple upside down cake is often made in a bundt pan.
Oh, that's the one. I used to get in trouble because I'd steal the pineapples. there'd always be like one missing
naughty,
on the pie.
Naughty,
yeah,
naughty.
That was not good. Not good. Using a ramen packet for popcorn seasoning, just mix the powder with some melted butter and maybe some chili powder.
Yeah, that'd be good. If you also want some dry milk in your... Mm-hmm. I guess butter, milk, it all works out.
Let's see here. Using the bottom of a bottle of wine, if it has deep indented center, as a press to make homemade ravioli. Oh, I would love to try that. If you have never made your own noodles out there, everybody, do so. If you've never made your own marinara, do so. Just make sure you let it sit overnight. But it's one of the funnest projects you can have as a family or just on your own as a person. Especially when we don't make meals for ourselves very often. We just grab something, throw it in the microwave or the toaster, and that's about it. One of the things I like to do at least once a month is make myself a meal. And it's one of my favorite things to do is to do that, to go and make the noodles. I don't have the time usually for it, being honest.
Yeah, it's a process.
But if you got the time and everything, it's so much fun. And it tastes so good. There's nothing like tasting your food that you've worked for like that.
Well, and homemade ravioli is awesome because you can put whatever you want in it then.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, ravioli. Steaming your vegetables while cooking pasta noodles, placing a cookie cooling rack over your pot of boiling spaghetti, adding the veg on it, then laying the lid over the top so they'll steam over the pasta.
Yeah, that would work.
I can see that. I can see it. Boy, I bet you my Nana is just doing a don't. Like, I bet you she would have loved to have done something like that.
Well, because, I mean, you're dirtying a cookie rack, but you don't have another pan taking up space on your stovetop.
One thing I noticed growing up from my Nana, my grandmother, my mom, the people that I was in the kitchen maybe the most with outside of my dad or grandfather, the way they would use things, this is not what it was meant to be used for, but they found a perfect use for it for what they were doing. I always think that's cool when you see that. Now, there's tons and tons of people out there that do that, good cooks that do that and stuff.
MacGyvering in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. I love seeing that kind of thing. And finally, putting a koozie on your ice cream pint so you can keep your hand warm and ice cream cold.
Yeah, that works.
Mind blown. I didn't ever think of this.
You got to have a pretty stretchy koozie to be able to get around a pint of ice cream. But you can also use a towel or a washcloth or, you know, some kind of something.
Tell you what, I think our WFHR and WIRI cozies would work perfect for that.
They might.
I don't know where they are anymore. I don't know if we got rid of all those, if we gave them all away with Marcus or whatever. But yeah, those would work great. I see what you mean. You need more of a beer can one than a bottle one. But man, is that a good idea. Oh, I can't wait to tell. My mother, it's one of her treats is you know, having some Ben and Jerry's or something like that for herself. I got to tell her this. She's going to flip out over that one. I guarantee you, tomorrow I'll come on the air, I'll let you know her reaction, and I guarantee you it'll be, my mom flipped out over that one. Dude, love that idea.
That's a good way to keep your hand from getting cold.
I'm such a sucker for these kind of things that even if it's something that I don't eat or I don't normally do, I might give it a try just to see, I wonder if this would work.
Yeah, if the hack really works.
We'll keep this conversation going, everybody. 424-2600. Call up anytime today, this week. You know, you're sitting there and you're like, well, I got to, because I think a lot of these happen, we're so used to doing it that we don't think about what we're doing. So maybe you're doing something and now it's in your brain. And you're like, oh, well, this is a life hack or this is a food hack or something like that. Bring it to us, 424-2600. Yeah. If you don't, another thing that I've heard from a number of our listeners as we've been doing this over the last couple of months of opening the phone lines more is some people don't always feel comfortable calling in. You can email us. That's perfectly cool. james.mailov@civicmedia.us. Melissa's email is very similar.
Yep, melissa.kaye at civicmedia.us.
Hit us up anytime, everybody. You can always direct message us on our Facebook or social media as well. We love to hear from you. We'll come back with more fun in store on the 9 o'clock hour right here at, oh, I like the way Pam does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.